Your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. With these long readings today, we see first that being children of God, God takes great pleasure in providing for us, that he wants to provide for his children. And second, as his children, we are to keep watch and be vigilant for the coming of Christ. That's what this gospel is all about this day, being a faithful servant, keeping watch for his coming. But first, we are children of God. What does that mean? Through baptism, each one of us here were baptized in Jesus, meaning that we are a son or a daughter of God. And that's the foundation of our Christian life, to be children of God. When we look at a child, we have some babies in this church today. It's a great sight, and when we look at a child, what do they say to us? Kind of babble, but if they could speak in English words, they'd probably say, "I'm hungry. I need you. My diaper is full. I love you, and I need you to love me." So as children of God, do we rely upon God like that? Do we bring our needs and desires to him? And how absurd it would be if we told that baby, "Take care of yourself, change your own diaper, I'm tired of that." God doesn't do that with us as his children. We see your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. And so will we depend upon God like that? The child is dependent. They have great need. And will we rely on God like that? We see in this image today of the Good Shepherd, and it's an early Christian image. This is an image in the catacombs in Rome. It probably was made in the 4th century. And it's a beautiful image of God providing for us as his sheep. A few years ago when one of my friends went on a mission trip to South America, he was praying with this passage. A lot of his life involved being that one lost sheep that was running away from God a lot of his life. And so when he got down to South America, he saw a flock of sheep out in a field. And since he was praying with that passage, he wanted to do something like this, put a sheep on his shoulders. And so he went up to a little lamb and threw that sheep around there. And what stuck out to him in that moment was he was thinking he was going to be this good shepherd taking this little lamb back to the flock. But what was really standing out for him was how much that little lamb comforted him. That little lamb gave him comfort. That he enjoyed carrying that lamb. That he took great pleasure in that lamb. And that's what God does for us. God enjoys taking care of us like that. So may we, as his children, rely on him like that. And second, as his children, we are to keep watch as we see today. Our Lord says to sell our possessions and to look where our treasure is, because that's where our heart will be. All that has to do with relying on him, being watchful, waiting for his coming. And as we know with most good things, they require time of preparation and watching and waiting. Just think of a couple that's getting ready for marriage. They have a whole process of paperwork, meeting with the priest, talking with each other, getting to know each other, praying together. It's this long process, but the wait is worth it. When that groom walks down the aisle on the day of his wedding, and he turns back around to look at the closed door, he's waiting for his beloved to come in. And do you think that time of preparation was a waste for him? Do you think he regrets that time for preparation? Is this waiting process for his beloved to come in? And when she does come in, shortly after that, the two become one. So what's this waiting all about? What's this preparation all about as Christians? Preparation and waiting is all about communion. Allowing God to become wedded with us. And in a particular way, God comes to us on this altar at each and every Mass, where we get to receive him in the Most Holy Eucharist. What God does in that moment is weds himself to our soul. So this watching, this preparation, this waiting is all meant to be for communion. And so that's why Jesus is encouraging us to watch, to wait, and to prepare, so I may have true communion with him. So this day, let us pray for that grace to live as children of God, knowing that our Father enjoys taking care of us. Let us be dependent upon him. And let us pray that we may be watchful for the coming of Christ in our lives.